There's a short stretch of Camelback Road between 22nd and 24th Streets where you can cross via a tunnel. And it is underground in part, I think, because there were some pedestrians who had to take their lives into their own hands trying to get across.
And also because it's really groovy. You know, one of the reasons that I put this on my bucket list is because it's so not Phoenix. We're walking under Camelback Road right now. Any other city, it would just be a walkway. Usually right here, particularly in the evenings, on the weekends, there's somebody set up singing or playing the banjo or, a synthesizer or something. So, you know, there's a little entertainment down here at night sometimes.
Unfortunately, the tunnel was quiet during our visit. No live music, not even any whistling. What are we walking on here?
This is a mosaic tile installation, also known as the floor. And it's floral with a whole ton of art history references. And it's lovely. It's, you know, it's made for high traffic. So it's actually public art that won't be damaged by 30 or 40 years worth of walking on it. And then you come up here, this gorgeous staircase, and there's a sculpture and a water feature, and then you're in a shopping mall and it's back to Phoenix again.
And now Robert and I have moved. We've survived the underground tunnel. We are now in the lobby at the Arizona Biltmore. I'm not a big fan of the word iconic, but this is one of the iconic places in Phoenix.
It is. This is one of the places that everybody who knows anything about Phoenix knows about. It's beautiful, and it has a pedigree, and it's surrounded by golf courses, and it's a resort in a resort town. And, it's no wonder that everybody insists that this is a Frank Lloyd Wright building. Look around. All of these details are deliberately references to Wright, who did not, of course, design or have a hand in this building. He was a consultant for 4 months. You know, there's a great deal of confusion. And then in the 70s, when they started adding on and rebuilding and remodeling here, there were more and more Frank Lloyd Wright touches added. And to further confuse matters, there's a restaurant that's been here since the 90s called Wright's.
Is there a particular time of year you prefer to be here?
I like being here in the wintertime. But that's partly because I don't ever leave the house in the summertime. So from April until October, I'm pretty much a shut-in. And then, you know, in November, it's nice to be here.
Why did this become one of your favorites? Why is this on the bucket list?
I come here because it's one of the few really gorgeous lobbies where you can sit in the lobby for hours on end and not have to be a guest or feel peculiar about hanging out in the lobby, because look, we're surrounded by bars. So you sit down here and someone notices and they come out and offer you a drink, which is also nice.
Can you imagine everyone who's lived in Phoenix for any time, this should be on the bucket list?
I don't know if locals come here. I hope so. This is, you know, people presumably live in Phoenix because they like the Southwest, and this is very Southwestern. Look, right there, there's a sculpture, a plaster sculpture of a horse with a cowboy on top of it. So come on, it's a horse and rider sculpture in the lobby of the Biltmore, which wasn't designed by Frank Lloyd Wright.
Well, right or wrong, the Biltmore lobby lets us check off another entry of the New Times bucket list.